Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're plunging into a company that calls itself a bridge to the future of telecommunications for businesses, Connect Pro Telecom Group. We've got material here from their website, and well, there's quite a bit to unpack.
Indeed. It's interesting how they frame themselves, not just, a provider, but really a strategic partner, helping businesses navigate, everything digital. They seem to want to empower organizations, go beyond just the basics.
Exactly. So our mission for this deep dive is to figure out what Connect Pro actually offers, what makes them different, maybe, and crucially, how they see business technology evolving. So if you're curious about staying connected, staying secure, all that stuff for your business, you're definitely in the right book. Okay, so let's start with the basics. Foundations first. Who is Connect Pro Telecom Group? According to the site, they're pretty new, founded just in 2024,
2024.
and they're serving businesses in both Canada and the United States.
All right, which is interesting for a new company. And it raises the question of their core philosophy, doesn't it? Their mission statement is to empower organizations through cutting-edge telecom solutions. It sounds quite forward-thinking, aiming high.
Yeah, and they have that slogan too. Connect, empower, succeed. Short, punchy, really lays out what they want to achieve for their clients, you know?
Connects the dots, so to
Yeah.
speak, from service to outcome. So moving beyond the mission statement, how do they say they stand out? The sources mention, I think, three key things. First, they talk about partnering with industry-leading telecom providers, which suggests they're leveraging established players for reliability, maybe innovation access.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Build on strong foundations. And here's something really interesting for businesses looking at growth. They emphasize scalable solutions, meaning the tech should grow with the company.
Right. No rip and replace every few years, ideally.
Exactly, avoiding those growing pains.
And the third point, which is, critical for any business relying on tech, 24/7 support. They promise they're always there, ready to fix IT issues, answer questions.
That's huge. That kind of availability, that peace of mind.
Yeah.
It's not just a feature, is it?
Not at all. It's fundamental to operations for many companies. It shows they understand that.
Okay, so we've got the philosophy, the differentiators. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. What services are they actually providing? What's on the menu?
Well, the portfolio seems pretty comprehensive. It covers the usual suspects, but maybe with a modern twist.
Yeah.
They list cloud, cybersecurity, voice systems.
Voice systems, like VoIP and that kind of thing.
Presumably, yes.
Yep.
Modern business phone systems,
Yeah.
unified communications, maybe even call center tech. It's usually more than just old phone lines these days.
Right. Okay. What else?
Wireless internet and just general internet connectivity. So covering like core communication and infrastructure needs.
Pretty broad coverage then. Cloud, security, voice, internet. And there was one specific detail I saw. They're an authorized reseller of Lenovo products and services in Canada.
Ah, yes. That's significant.
It is, right. It suggests a deeper partnership, not just selling connectivity, but maybe integrated hardware-software solutions too.
Exactly. Bundling their telecom know-how with, recognized hardware and its ecosystem, it adds another layer. It's also worth looking at who's leading the company. That often tells you a lot. The sources name Ross A. Boxall as the CEO and founder.
Okay. And didn't it mention another role he has, something unique?
Yes, that's right. He's also listed as CTO, Fractional Chief Technology Officer.
Fractional CTO. So like high-level tech strategy, but maybe not full-time in that specific role.
Precisely. It allows companies, especially newer or smaller ones, to access top-tier strategic technical guidance without the full-time overhead. Having the founder also fill that kind of strategic tech role, it suggests tech is really central to their vision right from the top.
Yeah.
Very hands-on.
Interesting. Okay, so leadership's clearly tech-focused. Now, the source material also gave us a list of their recent blog posts. I find these are often really revealing about a company's focus. What do these tell you about their priorities? What themes jump out?
Oh, definitely. These blog titles are like signposts. And wow, there's a lot on artificial intelligence. Seriously, look at these. The two sides of artificial intelligence. Getting ready for artificial intelligence, where artificial intelligence meets cybersecurity.
And is your business ready for the generative AI revolution? Okay, so AI is clearly top of mind for them.
Very much so. It shows they're not just thinking about current needs, but what's next. Positioning themselves as advisors on these big shifts.
Yeah, guiding clients through it. But it's not just AI, is it? Cybersecurity seems like another huge theme.
Absolutely. It's woven throughout. You see it in their core service list,
Yeah.
obviously, but the blog reinforces it heavily. Titles like Don't Get Hooked by Phishing Schemes. Very practical advice. Then the importance of security in telecommunications, linking it directly to their field. And they get specific too, like software as a service backup guards your data, and understanding SaaS data protection.
So protecting data even when it's in cloud apps, not just on your own servers like Microsoft 365 or Salesforce data.
Exactly. It's a crucial, often overlooked area. So it shows a pretty deep understanding of modern security challenges. It's not just firewall talk.
Right, it's layered. Okay, so AI, cybersecurity. What about basic connectivity? Are they talking future there too?
Seems like it. There's that post, boost your telecommunications functionality and security with 5G.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, looking ahead, preparing businesses for what 5G enables beyond just faster speeds on your phone.
Got it. And there was one more theme I noticed.
Ah, yes. Business resilience. That post-disaster preparedness keeps your company running. It rounds things out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Shows they're thinking holistically. It's not just about the tech working day to day, but also what happens when things go wrong.
Continuity. Keeping right. The lights on, basically. Okay, one last point before we kind of pull it all together. The sources mentioned something about community involvement.
They did. It notes that ConnectPro Telecom Group donates a percentage of sales to SickKids Hospital.
Yeah, adds a different dimension to the company profile.
It does. A bit of corporate social responsibility.
So let's try and summarize. We've looked at ConnectPro Telecom Group, founded 2024, serving Canada and the U.S. Their big promise is empowering businesses with scalable telecom solutions backed by 247 support. Services cover cloud, cybersecurity, voice, internet, plus that Lenovo partnership in Canada.
Right. And what really stands out is that focus on being more than just a vendor. They seem committed to guiding businesses through these really complex tech shifts, AI, advanced cybersecurity, 5G. The leadership structure, with the CEO also acting as a fractional CTO, kind of underlines that technical strategic focus.
And yeah, that community giving aspect adds another layer too. So for you listening, I think the key takeaway is seeing how companies like this, especially newer ones, are positioning themselves. They're not just selling pipes or minutes anymore. They're aiming to be strategic partners, helping navigate what's honestly a pretty confusing tech landscape right now, focusing on future-proofing, on resilience, not just basic function.
Which brings us to our final thought for you to chew on. With everything moving so fast, AI becoming real, cyber threats getting scarier, what part of your own organization's telecom and tech setup really needs a deep dive? What needs attention to make sure it's not just working today, but is actually ready, truly resilient for whatever comes next? Something to think about.